Boy, I tell you, that's singing my song, never too late to be what you might have been. My life has mostly been managing my businesses, putting meat on the table, raising a family, and doing the American life. And then, well now, then I began asking questions. Maybe you can relate to this. Maybe this is where you're at. In recent years, I began asking, have I done what I'm here to do? Is this all there is? My gut tells me there's more. One of the common obstacles to achieving what we want is it's too late. I'm past my prime. Well, I say chicken feathers to that one. Walter Matthau said it well. There's no such thing as too late. That's why they invented death. Amen, Walter. Let me tell you what we're really saying with our too late to start excuse. What we're saying is, it's too late to start the plan that I had for life. Well, of course it is. I plan to be filthy rich by 40. You may have planned to have babies or to have built your dream home by now or to change the world. Chances are, plans that you had for life look far different than what you're living now. But have you stopped to consider that there's a bigger plan, bigger than the one that you conjured up for yourself? Let me tell you what I've learned. I've learned that success begins the moment you surrender your plan. Took me half a century to get that one. But when you flip it and move past the relatively tiny plans that you had for your life, you can then skate right on through into God's much bigger ideas for you. Now, I'm no spring chicken, and I'm finally falling into what I'm here to do. Okay, so maybe it took a 2x4, but I'm listening. Come here a second. I want you to sit here, chunk a few rocks in that pond over there, and let's talk. Listen, the plan that you had for yourself, it felt safe. It felt doable because you could see its beginning and its middle and its ending. You could visualize its curves and its rises and falls. That plan that you came up with was your first choice because you felt somewhat in control. However, your maker has a purpose and a plan for you. Yep, little old you. The plan may feel scary, you see, because you're not calling the shots. And when you and I, when we're not calling the shots, we can't clearly see the road ahead. Yikes. It's called faith. It's a funny word. It's a word that you and I have heard all of our lives. But with each passing moment, we learn a bit more about what it really is. I want you to make this coming year one of faith like you have never experienced. Let's do it together. Surrender and think beyond those seeable, doable, controllable plans of yours and shout to God, I'm here, I want more, and I am buckled in, baby. It's a ride that you were designed for, my friend. This is your buddy, Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now let's go make this year count.